empty.
It's not here.
Let's leave.
No, wait. I have to cover my tracks. We'll take care of this.
The body?
Yeah.
Hello? Biff Muscle, right?
Hinkle von Vampton.
I thought you'd never call. I've been wanting to meet you,
There's
but...
There's a corpse I'd like removed.
A corpse, you say?
Yes.
Of course I'll remove it at once, Grandmaster.
Good.
It will be done.
The Mutafifa are holding a meeting in the basement of a three-story building located at the edge of Chinatown.
Yeah, what is it, Yellowjack?
We've got the pre-Cartesian exhibit figured out. But, how are we going to remove the Olmec head? It wastes 4.5 tons.
We're working on it.
How are we going to return it to Central America?
We're working on that too, Thor.
Shh. It's Fuentes.
Hey, compadre, look at this.
Wow.
What is it? Look at that. The Hermit of the Chasm of the Forest. Donor rice paper.
Where did you get it?
I received it from the Philadelphia Museum, where it was on loan from the Cologne Museum of Far Eastern Art. I walked right past the guard.
Good, man.
All right, now, y'all. Come on over here. Now, we've been going over the map of the Center of Art Detention. Here, you will find the Kuruvian collection.
Excuse me, Berbalang, how do you plan to gain entrance to the museum?
Well, that will keep until later, Thor, okay?
We wouldn't tell you anyway, Gringo. You just joined the group, and how do we know that you won't tell?
Oh, come on.
Okay, then, Yellowjack, you take over.
Here are the Chinese, Korean, and Japanese galleries. The principal items are the seated Buddha mm-hmm. and the scroll paintings. Mm-hmm. They've got 30,000 items.
Right. Lastly, we come to the Islamic art collection. Now, what we especially want is the page of a manuscript dated 1600, the Concourse of the Birds, okay?
The real Concourse of the Birds is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gringo, the real one you're swearing around a baron of a father and his fellow Copper King of Exodus as they sell the world.
I've tried to make some sacrifices.
Liar, like Cortez, Pizarro, Balboa, and the rest of you Vero Conquistadors, you raped our motherland.
But what did they have to do with me?
You carried them in your blood as I carried the blood of Montezuma. If it wasn't for Berbalang, you wouldn't be here.
Hey, leave him alone, Fuentes!
Look, Thor is white, and they can't be trusted.
Come here, Jack. We need a few like him. Remember in that art history class at City College?
Yes.
The pact we made that day. That we would return the plundered art to Africa, South America, and China. Well, Jack, we were succeeding. What good is someone's amulet or pendant if it's in some kind of Western museum? Ultimately, we need to recruit him, or this will mean nothing.
Well, it's your 3-month to lead, but as soon as my turn comes up, out he goes.
All right.
Abdul? Abdul? Oh my.
What is it? He's dead?
Oh, yes. Apparently he was stabbed.
In the back.
There's a piece of paper. Stringy, lumpy, veils dancing. Beneath this center lies the bird.
What does it mean?
I don't know. An epigram on American Egyptian cotton. Someone's coming.
It's one of the local fences.
Hey, what's wrong with Abdul?
He's been murdered.
Murdered? I was talking to him this morning, and he said he had some boxes he wanted me to look at.
Boxes?
Yeah. He said the boxes were covered with jade and emeralds, jewel bugs, birds, and snakes, and man, that Abdul, he's a strange dude. Who do you think did it?
I don't know.
You calling the police?
That's right.
Well, if the bulls are going to be here, I better leave.
Police headquarters.
Would you please send an ambulance to Abdul Sufi Hamid's office on 125th Street and Lennox Avenue?
Very send an ambulance that place, buddy.
strange.
Hard-boiled Biff Musselwhite, much decorated combat officer of World War I, now curator of the New York Center of Art Detention and part-time consultant to the Yorktown Police, is relaxing his head upon Charlotte's lap as she sits upon the sofa. Burbalang, Thor, Yellowjack, and Fuentes enter the room.
Who are these men?
Oh, take it easy, Musselwhite. We're taking you for a little ride in our Studebaker.
Yeah, we're going to have a little opening.
Hey, come on, y'all. Help him up. Let's get
back.
Come on,
heroes.
The fleet of cars, headlights blinking, forms a procession which moves to the Center of Art Detention, located at 82nd Street and 5th Avenue. The men and women Mutafika methodically go about their work. The husky men removing the larger items to trucks parked in the rear of the center to be taken to the boats waiting down at New York Harbor. A few hours later, the job is complete. The party exits from the museum with their hostage, Biff Musselwhite.
Harlem, the city that never sleeps, a strange, exotic island in the heart of New York. Rent parties, number runners, chippies, jazz, love, primitive passion.
That was from a handbill for the play Harlem by Wallace Thurman.
What does the menu say, WW?
Chicken in coconut milk, barbecued fish, fried pineapple.
Hold on.
What's wrong?
That man, sir, he's a mite too dark.
Too dark?
Yes, sir. Too dark.
But isn't this Harlem where the darkies cavort?
They cavort, sir, but only on stage. We cater to brown, yellow, and white.
That's ridiculous. I've seen Buddy Jackson in here, and he's as black as anthracite, as black as ebony, as black as the abyss. An Ethiopian, if there ever was one.
That's different.
What do you mean different?
He's the owner.
I see. WW? You'll have to wait outside in the car. Here's 3 cents to go and buy yourself an August ham.
An August ham? What's that?
Damn it, WW, an August ham is a watermelon. Don't you know your own people's argot? Get with it, Jackson. Maybe it will enliven your articles a little bit.
Over Fuentes' objections, Burbalang has left Thor to guard Biff Musselwhite, who is bound and gagged.
What was that?
How old are you, son?
What's it to you? The only reason I have to be in your company is because they're going to exchange you for the Olmec head. Frankly, I don't think you're worth it. What's so funny?
You remind me of myself. I went off to war and was going to save the world. But look now, the German tribes are restless again. And here at home, society is coming apart at the seams.
Coming apart at the seams. Clichés. Phony, hypocritical bull.
If you think we're hypocritical, why don't you have your father pay those donors for their artwork, and then there'd be no need for your nigger spick and Chinaman friends to risk their necks for it.
Hey, you! How did you know about my father?
I saw you many times. As a child, when your father brought you into the yacht club.
You? In a yacht club? Don't make me laugh.
Look, son, we are trying to save you, your class. You are all we have against them, against the legendary army of marching niggers, against the yellow peril, against the red man.
Listen.
We want to protect you. You are our finest. Why do you make it so hard for us?
Because this looting of the world's art treasures can't go on. How would you like it if someone disturbed your dead? Dug up their bones and put them on display. Melted down the sacred jewelry of your ancestors as they did in Mexico and destroyed your stone idols.
Now you listen to me. Don't you think I know why you're in on this? Don't you think I used to listen to that fancy radio station you were on? The Franz Liszt birthday specials. The Tolstoy marathons.
You never did that for the nigger musicians or writers. No. They died in the East River while you talked about some great books and serious works of art. A code word for white, right? So come off your high horse, Buster.
Look, they are my friends. I believe in their way and reject yours.
Yeah, nerds. See, you just think out upon our glorious Western civilization. You, a young prince of our ways, running with a band of mutafika, them loafers and nihilists, throwing pineapples at us.